listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. And in sports news...
And that is it. A thoroughly dominant Blues smashing in the West.
That's right. Origin is going to Game 3. Rugby league fans gathered in Perth to watch New South Wales and Queensland battle it out last night. The Blues are levelling the series 44-12, meaning it'll go to a decider. Australians will hit the streets in Perth today, marching in solidarity with the US after Roe v. Wade was overturned. It's resulted in multiple states over there banning abortion. The likes of Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide will also hold rallies this Friday in Sydney on Saturday. G7 leaders have met in Germany overnight with Russia's invasion of Ukraine top of agenda. The UK, France, Italy, Japan, Canada and the US and Germany agreeing to sustain military support. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says it's right they stand together to support Ukrainians as they defend their land and democracy.
With today's rocket attacks on houses in Kyiv, we've noticed again that it is a brutal war that Putin is conducting.
That translation thanks to the BBC. And liftoff. NASA has launched the first of three rockets from Australia's top end overnight. It's the first from a commercial spaceport outside the US. The launch is in a bid to learn more about the cosmos with personnel to collect the rocket this morning.
3, 2, 1, go!
Returning to our top story in the Panthers Premiership connection combined to help New South Wales maul the Maroons in Game 3 and level the Origin Series in Perth last night. Nathan Cleary claimed Man of the Match honours with 2 tries and more than half the Blues points. And Cleary says selecting Appy Kurisau turned out to be a smart move as well.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, I think Appy's just so good at working out the markers and just sort of rolling the forwards, getting them going.
Game 3 is around 2 weeks away on Wednesday, July 13 at Suncorp. Port Adelaide defeated the Suns by just 2 points in a tight contest last night. Despite the loss, Suns coach Stuart Dew says his side showed great resilience to fight back after falling 26 points down early on.
I certainly felt like Port played their best game for the year. If we force opposition to do that, not that we want to wear it, but I think our guys need to take some confidence from the fact that a away game against a team that was trying to keep their season alive, we threw everything at them and had an opportunity to win the game.
Also yesterday, Collingwood put a week of unrest behind them, defeating GWS by 11 points. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny and a top of 23 for Brisbane. Same goes for the Gold Coast and 22. Sydney, patchy showers and 17. Cloudy for Melbourne, 13 the top. Mostly fine for Hobart, a max of 11 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy with a top of 15 and a possible afternoon shower for Perth, a max of 22. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.